Ta-dun! It's July 11th. It's just 1 week after the 4th. Our last show, as you know, was on the 4th. So today it's the 11th. So we're going to start with Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show on July 11th. Wow. Don't forget our live show Thursday nights. We've got a lot of cool stuff.
It was a source. This is natural craving. And acknowledge it. If you don't acknowledge it, if you say it's not there, it'll get you every time. You'll be down at AA meetings real quick, okay? I'm telling you, you've got to acknowledge that. And so you got to realize that that force is there. And that's the force, and you got to trick that force when it gets sick. Because that force will eat, it'll breathe the wrong stuff, and it'll come down with a cold, it'll come down with seasonal viruses. It doesn't have any control over that stuff, okay? So when that starts, you start to come down, and you don't realize that's the force. A lot of people start taking vitamin C when they get an itchy throat and all that. Forget it. Why would you take vitamin C now when you normally don't do it? What are you going to do? You make yourself sicker because you're feeding that damn force something it thinks it needs. What you got to do is have a little bit of intellect and realize the force needs to be educated. So you got to put something in the body when you start to get sick that will educate it. Okay? Vitamin C is not a mineral, is it? Now, if a body is 5% mineral and that 5% controls 95% of metabolic function, you better have something in the mineral group going in there when you come down with a symptom. Okay? And that happens to be chromium picolinate, okay? That's what you put in. Then your body starts building helper T cells. Because if you don't start doing that and getting the body ready, you know, start educating the body and put the stuff on the right shelf, viruses will take vitamin C, sore throat will get worse. Or you can go down and join the AMA and get yourself a nice shot, you know, antibiotic shot, which will give you a super infection, you know. You got your choices here. You know that for every disease that we know of, that we fight with bacterial, of the strep B, strep A, all those things, there's 6 antibiotics for each one of those things. There's so much antibiotics in the oral field of the earth today, as we speak, that gonorrhea, which was easily treatable by antibiotics 20 years ago, can be fatal now because it won't respond to anything anymore, okay? Because we've educated the earth all these stupid strains with by mis and malpractice and malprescribing antibiotics, okay? And it's in the World Bank. It's in the gene pool of the entire earth now, okay? So antibiotics, forget it. They are not going to work much longer. They're already coming to a screeching halt. You've got to go back and start treating yourself, and that's why chromium picolinate is very important, okay? So now we start to wise up the intelligence of chromium picolinate when we're coming down with something. Then what are we going to do? Now would we put vitamin C in? Nope. Wrong color. It's green. Third ray. We don't want it. Got to get some first ray. We got to get the will. Now this intelligence of this lower demon has, well, I can get better. I want to motivate so I can eat more, you know, or whatever it wants to do. So trick it. And what you do is you put some first ray substance in there, which happens to be vitamin A. You feed the immune system with vitamin A. Now you've brought the intelligence in from the mineral, because 5% mineral controls 95% of metabolic functions, and now you start to feed the intelligence of this aura field, and now you put the vitamin C in. It starts binding, because C is a collagen. It binds the collagen in cells, and now you start sending this force down to the areas that are infected, and you'll get well. Okay, you're really healing yourself, and you're using vitamins and minerals as a tool on a biochemical level. Now, at the same time, it doesn't hurt to turn the TV off when you're sick and not get all that negative stress that comes through there, all the scanning. My seminar, I'll show you about scanning and, oh my God, all the scan rates on the screens and the consciousness of the ads and all this stuff. All negative precursing energy. So you need some good music, you know. Turn a laser on. Shoot it into a crystal. Burn a little incense. Turn on your ionizer. Because it's that damn negative precursing energy that tricked your demon into getting itself sick in the first place. Because it OD'd on it, you know. The demon will take any kind of stress, as much as it can get, or it'll take anything positive. It doesn't know any better. It's stimulus. It's consciousness feeling itself in the cells, which is the basic strike principle of life force arriving into our aura fields. Okay? So now, we got the immune system working already, okay? I always recommend, personally, you know, and I'm in pretty good health. I have this damn infection for 10 years. The right testicle, and a slight, I go down, I get a, it'd be a little pain when I'm tired or something, or I run myself down. I tried every antibiotic. I went to the best urologist around. They didn't know what the hell to do. I knew damn well that when I'm in my early 40s, I shouldn't have this stupid low-grade infection that does nothing more than ache, you know. And I started taking silver. And within three or four months, it was gone. Then I went and did a study. I used to have to go to the bathroom all the time in the middle of the night and stuff. And I went and did some studies on this stuff and found out this is great for prostate problems in males. I had no idea that I was going to even have them, but then I, because I was so healthy all the time, except this one dragging problem, you know. That stuff, and in women, they have vaginal infections and the yeast. This is, blows it right off in the ozone, you know. And in Europe wants it so bad, but they can't have it because their government won't let them have it. They can't even sneak it in, you know. So silver is really important. You know, you can use ours or you can get somebody else's, but I recommend take that every day, you know.
And,
I take a little swig of it, but because I make it and I can afford to, but I would say one dropper full like that a day. And it's this is four times more potent than most. This is 20 parts. Most people use five. Ours is $32 for this big bottle, which will last me a month swigging it, you know. And it's not that, you know, when you get sick, it costs you a lot more. This is really good. It also works with radiation and stuff, too. Keep the free radicals down. Silver is amazing stuff. I didn't know it was so good. I got turned on to it up in Colorado a few years ago. I did a big research on it. I started taking it, and it works, you know. And I'm pretty dense. Not much works on me, basically, but this does. That's why I had to, that's why I ended up formulating vitamins, because nobody else was at work. I didn't notice a damn thing. My vitamins have 250 ingredients in them, and you notice something. Matter of fact, I recommend 2 packs a day of my vitamins. I can't take 2 packs a day, because if I do, there's so much B15 in there, I can't sleep at night. I sit there all night long. I'm still having with 1 pack. I go to bed at 2, I'm up at 6. And in 4 hours, 5 hours sleep max, you know. I'm 53, and when I was 43, I had to have 8 hours of sleep sometimes, you know. It's amazing how you, when you finally get into the groove, I just kept making those vitamins better and better, and boy, they work good now. Because you got to have a healthy aura field. Second thing is, you know, sound. We got big time into sound. Because sound, you have no idea. How many of you in here take 30 minutes a day and listen to some really good music without a commercial? 30 minutes. How many of you don't? How many of those that you don't would like to? Hey, how many of those that you don't like to have cars with radios in them and stuff? Okay, they have these little tape machines. Go get one in your car. Okay, I'm serious. It's worth the investment. Sannyasi came to me, and she said, Fred, you got to learn about music. You know, really learn about music. And I spent 15 years touring with the Moody Blues as one of their friends, keeping them healthy and stuff. So I worked with John Anderson. I worked with some really powerful musicians, still do with a lot of them. And this is back in the early 80s. She says, Fred, even all this stuff that you're doing, they're going to teach you about music. I said, fine. So they went out to Switzerland, and they set up 16 tape recorders. She brought a ship in, and it hovered, you know. And it hovered there for about an hour. And we recorded 20 minutes of sound off of it. And she says, it's full of ELF, and it is. But it's good ELF. It was 8.2 hertz in there. And so thing hovered. And then she says, now, not just the sound. We got a 1 kilohertz, 1,000 cycle carrier. And she moved the ship back and forth to get, because when it moves, the sound changes. You know, when it stops, it starts to compress in because it compresses in its own field and you can't hear it. So it starts to move and the sound comes out. So we analyzed it and we found that it had the 8.2 hertz for the heart, the 3.2 hertz. But she says, just because you hear it doesn't mean your body's going to do anything with it. You got to have a timber. And I says, well, what's a timber? And she says, well, timber is the aging in the scotch. It's how you age the grape in the wine. It's the life force in the spring, in the spring water. She explained it to me that, and then she says, there's instruments like a sitar that have timber in them that when a sitar plays, timber causes you to raise your consciousness. Your consciousness becomes higher because it's a positive electrical precursing. It's a positive electrical And it stimulates the hell out of the biochemistry in a positive way, meaning it heals, the healing. Sitar. Where did that come from? Pleiades. 26,000 years ago, the sitar came here. You know? So, you know, if you take a piano and a violin, same octave, same note, or same couple of notes if you play a chord, they sure sound, they're still playing the note, they sure sound different, right? That's the timbre. And she said, I'll teach you about music. She said, this could be on Earth. She says, on the Pleiades, we have what's called an S-curve flute. And I says, well, what's that? Because a flute is also an instrument that came from there, too. And it also has a consciousness-raising effect. I mean, you can't beat a good sitar or a good flute. I use a lot of them in my recording. And she says, well, you know how you look, you have someone you love, and you look into their eyes, you know? And she says, you get that feedback. The Tibetans call that a trispasa when you do it from the left eye to the left eye. But you just gaze in there, you know? It could be very romantic or whatever. She says, imagine two people gazing into each other's eyes with a lot of love in this flute between them. And they take that energy of the gaze and they have to make their airs buck. If a guy and a girl are playing, their airs have to come together. Not only have to make the sound of a flute. I couldn't even get a sound. I play clarinet. I can never get a sound out of a flute. I can sit there and blow it for hours and then I get a squawk out of it. I know people that play flute can't get a squawk out of a clarinet, but the fact is, clarinet is not one of these instruments and the flute is. So the oboe is one of those instruments, the higher, more healthier pitch. So anyway, and a bassoon is. But so anyhow, you're looking there in this person's eye, and they're each playing, and their energy comes together, and you get a beautiful sound. The sound, in our light shows, like if you come to Laguna and come to one of our seminars, we have this laser light show that'll blow your socks off. Some of you probably have never been to it. They create a light out of this sound, because they're shifts. I asked her one time, she says, you know, they're sound-powered, light-separated. When you get into creation, Aum came first. The sound is there first. The light is secondary. And a lot of people don't understand that. That's why sound is so important not to be horns and all this stuff on the freeway. It's very important not to have that all the time, to get that out of your system. Because, you know, you could charge a battery backwards, right? And what happens to the battery backwards? It'll have a little spark to it. But if it's a 12-volt battery, it'll have 1 volt to it, and it won't lay in the end. It pretty much is going to go dead as soon as you hook it up, but you charge it backwards. When you get negative sounds in your body, you're charging your cells backwards. And you're eventually going to kill yourself. Your aging process accelerates. But this sound out of the flute is so beautiful that a light collects out of the air, random light, and turns into a coherent light. And it snakes all around. It's called liquid light. And that's how their concerts are when they play music on the Pleiades. They have liquid light coming out of their instruments. It just comes right out of nowhere. And I've seen it. Science is stumbling on it now, using all kinds of nuclear techniques of pinching high electromagnetic fields and doing this low frequency stuff which simulates sound. They're getting on the edge of being able to do it with $1 million or $1 billion worth of equipment and side effects of major radiation. These guys do it with a flute and it's all natural. Okay? So anyhow, we recorded all this stuff and then we brought the sounds back. About this time, Roland Corporation in the mid 80s was inventing an instrument called a linear synthesis, linear arithmetic synthesis. And Korg was coming up with a subtractive synthesis, very similar. The technologies electronically allowed us not to have to whip a sitar player to death to get what we needed, but we could electronically get it. And so we were able to take their technology, feed it into a computer, and feed in a spaceship sound in the computer, let the computer grab timbre from the spaceship, and then that timbre went, you know, into the synthesizer, and we created patches. So what we did, and this was our first album, and it's now coming out in Europe, strapped to the face of a book, and this album is gonna it lives on, and it keeps more every year or so, you know. But it's a 90 minutes of a Pleiadian chip on here. 90 minutes, it's hovering in here, and sometimes you can hear it really good, sometimes you can't. It's a rock opera. And you'll listen to this album, and some of it'll be intense, it'll be shrill, it'll hurt yourself, because all this crap is coming out. After you've heard it two or three times, your body will be clean of this negative sound pollution, and you'll be able to handle it pretty good, okay? Yeah, 15, okay. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I never know where I'm going with these things, so... So anyway, so this was an album that's doing real well, and this will really detox your sounds, you know. And then I did. Then the next thing she said, we started talking about the senses. You know, when you start getting your aura clear, your interpretive powers become much greater. Okay, for example, when you start cleansing your blood, cleaning your blood out, getting all the chemicals out and all of that, and this is what pyramids do and all that stuff. I'll mention that briefly, but I really want you to get this point across. What happens is the electrical fields start increasing. The subtle fields start to work in the cell. Cells that you know, each DNA of each cell has to vibrate. That's how the cells multiply. That's how the cells have intelligence. And it's an electronic process. The DNA has 46 chromosomes in the DNA, and every one of them is three feet long. But as you get all this negative energy, your DNA shortens. And pretty soon, when you're 50 years old, you only got 6 base pairs per turn versus what you're born with, which is 46. You know, when a child is born, and as soon as it takes its first breath, disconnecting from the placenta and the umbilical cord of the mother, its base pairs per turn, because it was growing, it was getting ready to take birth on Earth, and then it takes birth on Earth. It was the cell frequency of this positive growth to get ready for this first breath here. You had 46 base pairs per turn of the DNA. The child takes the first breath of air in this horrible pollution, this negative environment, disconnected from the mother. It drops down to 32 base pairs per turn. In other words, the child leaving the mother's womb, taking its first breath, loses 25% of its lifespan immediately upon birth here. When you're 20 years old, or you've got 18 base pairs per turn, okay, you're 50% gone when you're 20 on this planet. Okay, that's our aging process. The Pleiadians live 1,000 years, and obviously their DNA, like when they first take their two breaths, doesn't even shorten. It stays long, you know. We're starting to get hints of this with these different birthing techniques and underwater birthing and all that. So we're starting to relieve the shock, because the less shock, you know. And I had delivered two children, or three, actually I delivered two, at home, you know, wife in a pyramid, you know, over the bed. So two of my kids took their first breath of air inside of a pyramid, and the woman had no labor pains in either. The mother had no labor pains in giving birth, because birth is not pain. It's what the idiots on this planet teach you, okay? So anyway, I was talking to Sannyasi about all this, and she says, you know, whales hear 100 kilohertz, you know. I said, why can't we? She said, because we have to clean our blood up, and says that the Pleiadians can hear like 50 kilohertz. They can hear way up there, you know. So what you have to do is you have to start putting precursing energies in to clean out all the crap in your body. So what we did on our second album was Atlantis Rising. We recorded real whales and real dolphins. And we put them in here, you know, so you can hear them in here. So we made the music and all the synthesizers. We still use the harmonics and the synthesizers of this album. We also put what I call the fish tones in here, which work real good. Then the next album that I did was with Stephen Halpern, and you can get that from him. It was called Higher Ground. And we took the earth frequency, 8.2 hertz, which is similar to the heart, and we made a whole album of that, Higher Ground. It's a good one to get from. It's on CD, and he's got it. Then I did another one in Europe. We used 18 Japanese bowls, 19 of them, each tuned to a planet, okay? They tuned these big, giant bowls. Some of them you could take a bath in, and some are little bitty bowls tuned to a planet. And so we tuned those guys up using a Pleiadian ship again, plus three synthesizers, and made this galactic meditation, which has been selling real well in Europe. And, huh? No, the metal ones. They're silver. Made out of silver, okay? Now, I'll demonstrate some other stuff here that you can do. Now, who had that receptor? And somebody wanted to test. Okay, I'll test somebody that doesn't have a receptor on. Let me get somebody up here for a quick muscle test, okay? She's coming. Okay, she's on her way here. Huh? Yeah, you want that on? The reason I don't have it on is because it's the negative energy. Yeah. Hang on. I can put your arm out.
I want to be on your cord.
Too. We're going to have to turn it on pretty soon. Otherwise, we're going to have to sharpen your senses. Now, make a fist. Okay. Now, put your arm straight out. Now, resist when I push down. Resist. Okay. Feel your strength? Okay. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you in your car, and you're going down the road, except the poison is quicker. This is death in 5 minutes versus death in a few hours, you know, in an automobile exhaust. Put that in the other hand. Start breathing. That's glue. It's poisonous. Resist. Well, different. What happened to your strength? Is that it? So you don't function on glue too well, right? Some people do, some don't, you know. Let's make you. Here, try this on. Okay. Okay, now put that back in there. Put your arm back up. Now resist. Oh, now you're functioning on glue. Very good. Oh, that's excellent. Yeah, she does good on glue now. Yeah. It's good high, isn't it? Now, that's a nuclear receptor. You can take it off now. What it does is it electronically changes. Watch out for imitations. We've had these since 81. There's a book called The Promise that Brad Steiger wrote, and I wrote too, co-wrote it. It's about the story of how this came here. But there's so many of them on the market that don't work. But what happens is, when you wear this thing, see, I got my pyramid here too. I've got to show you something else real quick. Okay, I need one person up here again. Somebody else. You'll have to come up. Okay, you want to come up for a second? Okay. Here, turn around. Put your arm out. No, you don't have to breathe glue. Okay, now resist. 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 Okay, put the pyramid on this way. Resist. The pyramid this way. Resist. Okay. There, sit down. Okay. That's polarity. Okay. When the pyramid is upside down, the pyramid's right side up, it's putting out an energy field. Now you can turn it. You guys see or we need lights now? You guys can see? Okay. When the pyramid, we only got a few more minutes. When the pyramid's right side up like that, it's stimulating consciousness from a male standpoint. It's a physical stimulation. Pretty much physically. I mean, like boom. Like if you put this over grapefruit juice, it'll turn sweet because it balances the pH. If you put this pyramid upside down, the energy's coming from within. Okay? More from within, which is the female energy. Okay? And most people can't use their female energy because male energy has been so dominant for so long here. You know, most of the holy wars were either fought over women or churches or a combination thereof, you know. So women didn't have anything to say about it. They were just the victims, okay? Today, you got, you know, all the people becoming homosexuals because they don't understand their own energies. And that's, so you get an inversion there. There's a lot of reasons this goes on. So there's nothing wrong with the pyramid upside down. You just have to integrate it. If you look at the base or the concave of a nuclear receptor, you're going to see a whole bunch of pyramids that are right side up. You're going to see some that are neutral, and you're going to see some that are upside down. Because you're getting that force that I demonstrated on him focused to one point. So when it gets to this point, we mount a bridge. There's a bridge on here. And the bridge suspends a stone because everybody has a hydrogen atom in their body, and everybody's hydrogen atom is weak in one way or another. Okay? You've got a color that's weak. And that color relates to a consciousness, okay? It could be a dark blue, meaning the astral energies are weak. Could be an orange, meaning your mental energies are weak. Somewhere in there, you've got, and that all the cells in the body are reproducing with this weakness. So you got to reverse that. So we muscle test people to find the right color. Then what happens is the negative energy, the female energy, goes out through that bridge. The positive male energy goes out to the bridge. And it synthesizes through the weakest frequency, the stone, and it goes sent, there's a hole in the back, goes back out here and arrives at the human aura. Well, a human aura is created by the fact that the body is electronic. The body has 72,000 major wires and millions of minor wires through three nervous systems. Electricity is being made in the brain by consciousness through the minerals and the hormones synapsing the brain. This aura frequency is going out here. There's only one problem. The DNA of that individual would say low and blue. Heart problem, heart potential problem. So we put a sapphire on him. Put a sapphire on him, boom, the energy is perfect blue. The body has a reference now. It reverses the process. The magnetic field goes from the inside out. Now it's going from the outside in. Because remember, stress, electrical precursing, negative precursing stress, comes from the outside in. So we're feeding an external field internally that's a very positive precursing energy. In other words, a nuclear receptor is a positive precursing energy, just like good sound would be, getting rid of the negative stuff. Then it steps the aura back up. The hydrogen atom comes into frequency where it should be, and then it kicks down the electrical and goes down the biochemistry, and suddenly you start metabolizing things that you weren't before because you were low in blue frequencies. Okay? And that could be true of any color. Okay? People that are overweight or underweight usually go for green, the thyroid, because the thyroid is a gland that balances the hypothalamus, which is a center in the stomach and a center in the head. Okay? So that's what the receptor does. And we make them out of different materials. They also, the inexpensive ones that we make, the helium-cadmium ones, cadmium zinc ones, cadmium worn externally on the body absorbs radiation. So,
oh yeah.
So the cheaper ones, believe it or not, absorb a huge amount of radiation, but they can also dissipate it. They switch it over to a frequency that you can use. We make a more expensive one made out of silver or gold. Primarily, most of the people buy the silver ones. The silver ones can absorb the radiation, but they have a stronger effect. They have a stronger sensation. In other words, if you put a diamond in this bridge, it stimulates the crown chakra and it stimulates the epinephrine levels in the body, and you can become very speedy. If you're not testing strong for a diamond, you could get a headache because your body starts detoxing too fast. You go into auto-toxification, and you get real speedy, and it's very uncomfortable. So you got a muscle test to find the one that you want. But the silver, of course, has the advantage of being a little bit more noticeable than the other one. The disadvantage of the silver one is you got to wash it off once a week because it becomes radioactive. It's real simple. You just stick it under the hose. It absorbs a lot of radiation. So a lot of people like it because it's peppier. And then you can get the gold one like this one. The gold has a lot of healing effect. It's a lot of balancing. And what happens is your body reproduces cells over the period of time of 90 days to 7 years. So the first set of cells that you're going to reproduce once you wear a receptor is going to be the red blood cell. Okay? So women will notice a lot of things happening because of how it affects the iron content and all that in the body. And then after 6 months, a lot of organs start replacing themselves. So 6 months will go by and some other things will start to happen. After a year, you test them and you probably change stones because now let's say you're weak in blue. Blue is strong, but green's a little weak in comparison. So you switch over to an emerald. With the silver ones, you just change the stone. We muscle test, you send it down to us, we change the stone. The other ones, they're so cheap, you just toss them out or give them to somebody and replace them. So that's kind of some of the things. Now, we're running out of time, but it doesn't matter where you wear it. And is there any questions now before we end the seminar? Because we're running to the end. Oh, okay. Yeah, we're at 714-499-2603. We do muscle testing on the phone, seminars, tapes, all this kind of stuff, you know. Sure.
I'm so curious, how do they power their ship?
They're sound powered and light separated. They use called element 115. You know, element 115 creates gravity waves when it's released. It's a very heavy. It's way heavier than gold. It's very active. Okay, we've got 30 pounds of it here on Earth now. That creates a prime moving source. Then they have other types of propulsions. They have a system that's called the Seebeck effect in our science, where you have two dissimilar metals, and that creates a neutral field of gravity. In the case of the Pleiadian ships, they use a colloidal substance in the rings of the ship, which gets rid of gravity. It creates a nullification of gravity, and then they have another system that takes a picture, and you become part of the picture. That's how they jump across space. Yeah.
You say that
light separated. Yeah. In my tape series, I go into it, which is available down in our booth. What's our booth number?
121.
He's right in the middle of the whole place. You've got in the middle of that room out there, and you'll see us because we're pretty obvious and we're sticking out. And that pyramid, I didn't have a chance to get into that big pyramid. That's for sleeping in. You want to sleep in a pyramid because it blocks all that radiation that causes that jumping sensation. Yeah, you had a question? Somebody did over here. Yeah.
Yeah, you were mentioning the government not allowing certain types of vitamins and also the ELF
waves. Right. Yeah. The motive is they want to kill people. The goal was to kill a billion people on the Earth by the year 2000 through these different diseases they introduced, like AIDS was a good one. AIDS is quite compatible, by the way, as long as you don't take any of those drugs they give you, because the drugs induce AIDS. You got to use it. You got to fight it naturally, and if you fight it naturally, you can get rid of it. It's curable. In France, they have cures, but they're illegal in this country. It's called the Haig-Kissinger depopulation policy. That's the actual government term for killing people. Yeah. There's never found any. Yeah, that spread like crazy over there. That's why they introduced it after San Francisco, and that was in 1980. So this is 96. So 16 years, it's gone crazy over there. And another thing is, there's no monkey or gorilla ever been found with AIDS, ever. Okay, you want to? Okay, I think we're out of time now. She wants to make an announcement here.
I just wanted to say for those who weren't there before, or just one more time, there's the opportunity to come to our two-day intensive seminar.
Talk about radiation. That's
Well, that was fun. So let's just go right on to the next phase. Continue on with all this fun we're having today on July 11th in the evening. So we'll put Dr. Bell on. Let's keep this guy working, man. He sounds interesting, you know. So Dr. Bell, he's something else. I always say, you know, if you want to play and your head is feeling well, play with Dr. Bell. Let's see where he's at here. Dr. Bell, are you going to continue talking, or are you just going to go hide now? What's the deal, man? Dude. Hello, Dr. Bell, where are you? He's supposed to be coming up here in a minute. Oh, well, you know how Dr. Bell is. You never know. Actually, I think I got the wrong tape on. That's what it was. Yeah, I put the wrong one on there. Yeah, that's an old one. Here's the one you want. Hey, Dr. Bell, you playing with our heads again. I can see that. Always doing that, aren't you? Yep. There he is, see?
It is public. How many of you in here are familiar with it now, the Heart Project? Okay, how many are not? Okay. How many of you are familiar with EOF, extremely low frequency? Okay. Plus and minus, all right? Well, radiation is, you know, radiation, nitrites in the food, all these different things that we put in our bodies, environmental pollution, all these things do one thing to destroy cells, and that's they create free radicals. So the damage, regardless of the input, is in the body is free radical damage. And because of the way the body is structured, the free radical damage causes damage to your consciousness. For example, I don't know how many of you in here have really ever been really drunk to the point where the next day you couldn't remember anything. Any of you? I know I have when I was younger, a few times. Okay. When you're in that state, your consciousness is shifted. You may be doing things that you're not conscious of. Usually you are under alcohol, because alcohol deadens your consciousness. At least the puts you out of your body so far that you don't know what your body is doing. You can look at it a dozen different ways. The bottom line is, when you're out of your body, things happen in this world that you're not aware of. And what's happening with the various programs that these different governments have established now are destroying consciousness. That's the bottom line. And it's pretty obvious the consciousness is going to hell. When I went to school, for example, nobody, and I live, you know, everybody in Arkansas, for example, when I was down there, everybody had guns at home. We used to hunt. You know, I had shotguns and a .22 BB gun. You never saw that at school, you know. You didn't see drugs at school. Somebody told me what marijuana or cocaine when I was in high school. I went, well, what's that? You know, that's about my consciousness on drugs. Today it's different story. You know, I've got two kids going to private schools in England. I won't even let them into this country. They're saying, Daddy, you want to go to school in America? No way. They're not going to school over here because it's a bad place to go to school. I don't care where you live. I don't care. You know, when I lived in Arkansas, for example, we lived in northern Arkansas up by Pleasant Plains. And now I live in southern Arkansas part-time because we mine quartz down there. Little Rock used to be the most mellow town when I was a kid growing up that I'd visit. It was a very sweet little town. Now it's got the highest crime rate of any city in the world. You know, there's a shooting every 3 or 4 minutes somewhere in Little Rock. You know, it's like unbelievable what's going on. Gangs are all over. Gangs, you know, these Asian gangs are the worst. The Bloods and the Crips aren't a real problem, even though they're international. The Asian gangs are the ones that do the damage. They're all over the world. I mean, literally in every country, all behind what used to be the Iron Curtain. All of these things are happening, and we're going into like a revelation of consciousness. I remember when Sannyasi used to, this thing works, talked to me about some of the things that would be happening in the future. I didn't have a clue. Sannyasi is an extraterrestrial contact woman that I spent 20 years with. And when we used to talk, I guess I'm sorry, I sometimes use names and they're not all familiar with me, but I was a contactee of Pleiadian groups from 1971 till 1989. So I had a tremendous amount of information given to me. Back in the 70s, before that I was a contactee, I was an aerospace scientist. And in the process of becoming contactee, I went out and got a degree in medicine and changed my fields around so I could understand what the information was all about. But the bottom line is, the information that I was fed in the 70s, it was very interesting information, but I wasn't really relating to it like I was in the 90s because they were seeing the future. Consciousness changes. For example, the moon and the earth have a rotational frequency. The moon goes around the earth and it creates a circadian rhythm in humans. It's a 33-day cycle, a 28-day cycle, and a 30-day cycle. And you need to, we in extraterrestrial technologies, you need to adapt to your cycle. Your body's mostly water. You know, when you have a full moon, which we're going out of now into a new moon, the tides every day are different. Every day they're different. They're not, the tide doesn't come the same distance on the shore or recede from the shore the same every day. Your bodies change. And water is one of the most powerful regulatory things not only on the planet and the universe, but in your own body. Okay? If you were to look at your body is 5% mineral, which controls 95% of your metabolic functions. Trace minerals is something that nobody has anything in their systems anymore. You have to get it externally. Trace minerals are important because 30% of your central nervous system will not function without trace minerals. Trace minerals are not here anymore. They've been ever since the dust bowls of the early 20s and 30s, all this was removed. So trace minerals work through the what's called parasympathetic nervous system. It's the psychic area of the body, 10th cranial nerve. And because people aren't feeding this nervous system, there's no psychic integrity to society, none at all. Okay, I'm just showing these things that are going on. The body, of course, has to have enzymes, vitamins, all this goes through, building up from vitamins to protein to peptides to hormones. Hormone is a complete unit of biochemistry possessing consciousness. The hormone is stored in one of seven endocrine glands. There are seven levels of consciousness, and when you have all seven of them, you function as a whole person. And I'll touch back on these subjects. I'm just giving you a model to work with. Vibration, sounds, lights, colors, different vibratory frequencies, the moon, lunar, new moon, full moon, all of this stimulates the endocrine system. The endocrine system is a water capillary. It's like it works like the tides. So on a certain day, on a full moon, you could be very rigid. And therefore, the hormones are not, which are stored in the endocrine system, are not going into the brain. It's like some days you could be standing there, somebody could come up, and they'd say, boo, and you just jump out of your boots. Other days, you turn around and just say hello. It wouldn't bother you. You know, you're not upset on either day. It's just the fact that one day you're on edge and the other day you're not. All has to do with all these different cycles, okay? Vibration secretes these hormones. They leave the hormones once they're created from this chain over here. And I'm not going to try to break down all of this today because that's an intensive seminar that we do in Laguna Beach, our tape series. But if you have questions later on, I'll go back into this. I just want to show you this model here. The hormones arrive at the brain, and you have one type of hormone switch on the brain called a receptor, and you have another type called an effector. And these are in concert called synapses. And electrolysis takes place in the brain consistently. Realize that your environment, smog and pollution and hydrocarbon, dry up the electrolytes in your brain. The environment is constantly working against us. And these switches turn on and turn off at various frequencies, which then send electrical currents down through the spine. And when you have electricity flowing through anything, you'll always have a magnetic field at right angles. And this then forms the aura field that we're so familiar with around human beings. Okay? Here are the levels of consciousness, so that you understand them. There's one set of hormones and one endocrine gland for each level. Physical plane, okay, located at the base of the spine. That's hormones that are most active would be estrogen and testosterone. Physical things. The next plane of consciousness is where you go at night, the astral plane. Very important. If you can't go there, you can't breathe these other planes, you can't get a full substance of life forces, and you'll gradually go crazy. Serial killers, for example, don't sleep. They comatose. And there's a lot of those around now, for obvious reasons. And there'll be more. Because the environment is closing down man's ability to reach the astral plane. It's hard to sleep, in other words, for several reasons. The mental plane is a logical place and a spontaneous place. It's located within the cell, within the hydrogen atom. All of these planes are located within the atoms, the oxygen, the hydrogen, the nitrogen, and the carbon atom that makes up your cells. And these cells, in order to adequately reproduce, have to breathe through these seven levels of consciousness. Okay? That's one of the things that the immune system does, by the way, is it breathes. Did you know that when you're high and feeling good and euphoric, it's your immune system that's allowing you to do that? Do you ever notice when you start to come down with, sick with something, things that you might do to relax yourself and become euphoric don't work anymore because your body, your immune system changes. So we start targeting the immune system. We go into the intuitive plane, the buddhic plane. It works with the adrenal gland. It's the intuition. In the ethnic, which is the throat, which is balance, green. The modanic, which is the heart, is love, attraction. It's not just peace and love, but attraction. And second ray energy, blue energy, causes cells to reproduce. Vitamin C, for example, is a very strong activator, even though vitamin C is a third ray or a green type of energy going into the body. When you get back over here to vitamins, it still needs direction. And that direction comes from the modanic or the Christ planes. And the logoic plane is the will. It's the red energy in the body. It's in the pituitary center. It's the first thing when your body has a clock. When you wake up in the morning, or actually the clock tells you it's time to wake up, that's an action of the pineal gland. And the pineal gland has different hormones in it that causes your body to change electrical fields, which then brings you from somewhere on the astral plane, your consciousness, back to the physical plane. And that's the willpower. It wakes you up. Okay? So these are the different levels of consciousness as they apply. And there's many ways of expressing them. This is the way things should be. Okay? We look back at consciousness now. We've talked a little bit about the Earth and the Moon. Now we talk about the Earth and the Moon rotating around the Sun every 365 and a quarter days. When this takes place, we switch angles with the Sun, so we have longer and shorter days, and it switches angles with the vitality force going into the body. When the angle of the rays of the Sun change, the consciousness also changes in the body. And the nature knows that. We have seasons. And, of course, consciousness externally is at its lowest ebb during winter months and the wee hours of the morning of the winter months. And so, as a result, natural deaths, for example, usually occur during the winter times. Okay, much more so than during the summer when there's a higher vitality force. Okay, so certain things you could do in the summertime you'll find in health won't necessarily apply because the energy coming from the sun is at a lesser rate. In the old Egyptian drawings, you'll see hands on the sun's rays. In other words, the sun will be drawn by some old artist, maybe 10,000 years ago, and there'll be hands on there. Because what they're trying to say is that even though when you stand outside and you feel the heat of the sun, the energy that you're feeling is your own energy. The sun is just catalyzing it on the external. Inside humans are mechanisms hooked to these levels of consciousness that activate these different hydrogen frequencies that cause the sun to do what it does. And so the sun really gets its power from you. And a lot of people don't understand that. It's not the other way around. You don't get your power from the sun. This is called solar fire, if you ever study anything with Tibetans. Then we go around another, we have another rotation of consciousness. We have a consciousness of 25,827.5 years. That's how long it takes our solar system to complete what's known as the precession of the equinox. If you were to take the Great Pyramid in Egypt and see how many pyramid inches it is all the way around. A pyramid inch, by the way, is very close to an American inch. An American inch has to do, an Egyptian pyramid inch has to do with a measure of volume of the earth, the mass of the moon, the mass of the earth, distances. It's an actual universal measurement. If you go into centimeters and millimeters, it was designed by a Greek Frenchman, and it was put in the system so that numbers would appear to be larger than they really are. Quantities would be larger, for example, gasoline, 4 liters to a gallon. So they charge you $1.60 for a liter of gas in Europe, and you think you're getting a whole gallon. You're getting a quarter of a gallon. And that's what that system was designed to do. It does not conform to anything in nature. So we rotate around the Pleiades during this time period. And if you take the base number of inches around the pyramid, there's 25,827 and a quarter inches around the base of the Great Pyramid, just like there is the precession of the equinox, as this is called. We have 12,000-year cycles. Religiously, we have this period going on. 12,000-year cycles, wherein we have a Renaissance period followed by during the Renaissance period, an age of destruction, meaning that books are destroyed, records are destroyed, because the dark forces are feeding their highest during these times. Then we come into 12,000 years of light, what we're in now. Consciousness changes, and we start to ascend up to our spiritual beginnings, where we come from, and that will be happening right about now. Within that time period, we have 2,200-year cycles called ages. Okay, we're coming from the Piscean Age, going into the Aquarian Age. These ages have to do with the atomic frequency of the hydrogen atom in particular, meaning that the hydrogen atom during the dark period of the Renaissance period can only vibrate at a certain frequency. That means that during that time, your eyes can't perceive colors. Say 500 or 600 or 1,000 years ago, they can't perceive colors like they do now. Look at the Renaissance drawings and paintings; they're very dark. Okay, Mona Lisa is so dark now in the Louvre she can barely see it. It's just all turned black because of its degradation. Consciousness was darker. Look at the 40s. How many red, yellow, pink, orange, and violet cars did you see in the 40s? You saw black, And if you were driving a new Rolls, you might have seen a sporty kind of a green, kind of a dark olive drab green. That's about what you saw. And maybe somebody would paint something up radical with some red or something up. But colors in cars didn't come till the 50s. An explosion in color, Same with clothes. Clothes didn't really get colorful for men. Women's clothes got kind of flamboyant during the 30s with the Charleston and all that, but not a whole lot. They were pretty shorter hemlines, but the colors were still. I remember my mother's dresses were always just black, or white, gray. They weren't like today. So the consciousness isn't there. Now the consciousness comes. All right? Now, the Piscean, now the next thing you look at is the integrity of the soul. Okay? Do you ever notice that your kids are smarter? We were smarter maybe than our parents on certain levels. I know my dad was brilliant as a scientist, but on the basic rules of life and how to be a human being, he had some shortcomings, which I might have picked up, but I overcame. There was a difference. And my kids are brilliant. They were running computers when they're 5 years old. So you see that. I barely, at 50-something, whatever I am now, I can't even barely now run a computer, even though I have to run with all my synthesizers and stuff. I'm not sharp like kids are. They're right there. Can't get something on the screen. We know how to do that. Program dumps out. Man, I just pull the plug and call somebody when the program goes. I don't know what to do, So you see the vibratory frequency changing. Now, the vibratory rate of the hydrogen atom during the Piscean Age was such that the consciousness that was trying to get in was not free yet. Okay? It wasn't free. So therefore, it felt trapped. Being trapped, it had to have spiritual breath. So God became religion. God became a church. And the power was given to the church and the state. When he gave it to the state, then we had governments, okay, which we still have. And then, of course, we had to have holy wars. If you give power to the state through religion, my religion's better than yours, die, dog, because we're coming, we're coming to get you. And that's all the Crusades. Everything were holy wars. We still have them. I call them the unholy wars now. I mean, in Israel and in Tel Aviv and the Palestinians. I mean, it's just, these people haven't learned their lesson yet, and the Serbs and all of that. But it's becoming pocketed now. At least the whole damn world. We aren't having World War III yet, So, we have a problem with government. Okay, now, you got this whole inertia coming in. All of a sudden, we're coming out of this dark closet, and all of a sudden, we've been in this dark closet for 12,000 years. During the Renaissance, we were using candles. Edison discovered electricity. We had a dim light bulb running on DC current in the 20s. All of a sudden, then some idiot discovered neon lights, which really started frying nerves. At least the other stuff was harmonious. But now we're coming out into the camera. The lights are blazing. The flash is going off, and the sun is shining. And this is what we're hitting, this new consciousness. Okay, hydrogen atom is basically going off. An example of that is a hydrogen bomb. That isn't a hydrogen atom going off. I don't know what is. Okay. So the government thinks it has control. For a long time, with the governments the way they were, we felt we were in a fishbowl. Now they are, I saw Jerry Springer yesterday on one of the morning shows that I watched, and he was talking about morals, and it was really funny because he made a great comment, we have immoral issues on our show, but these are people from America. That's what they do. People are not perfect. For Washington to criticize what we're doing is ridiculous, because look at the moral values of Washington. Packwood, he's really cool. Jumping women, and Kennedy, bumping them off on the Chappaquiddick River. I mean, the bridge. I mean, give us a break. The politicians are the most corrupt and happy. And look at the royal family, Prince Charles, the prince from hell, Diane. I mean, look at them all. They're poor. So it's a mess, right? Nothing changes. Nothing changes. But these governments, MI5 in England, the CIA over here, are getting deadly because they think they are in control, and they're starting to release horrible programs on society that's literally destroying our society. Okay? Now, they're irradiating foods like all over the place to keep it fresh. It's dead. Homeopathic medicine split with allopathic medicine when Louis Pasteur discovered pasteurization. They decided sterilization was the way to go. Sterilization kills life, kills enzymes, kills everything in the body. And then drugs come in and restructure on a molecular level some of the damage, so it appears that everything is fine. So you got that allopathic medicine. You can buy yourself a $30,000 laser now and charge it up and then charge $2,000 a minute and do a little surgery on the face. Make yourself 60 grand a day. Allopathic medicine has gotten out of hand, whereas homeopathic medicine is wiggling back in because people are finally having to go back to stay alive again, to fight not to have euphoria, but to have consciousness. Okay, so this cycle is very important. There are two types of souls involved here. There's a thing called a ring pass knot, and that's out around the moon now because man has got an awareness of the moon. Whenever you go somewhere and you get an awareness to it, when you come back around in your next body, you have that awareness, and that'll pull your soul. And you keep going around through bodies, getting awareness, and wherever you end up going with this awareness, as it expands, it's called the ring pass knot. Okay? So the man's ring pass knot is around the earth and the moon. Up until recently, it's just been around the earth. So when you disincarnate and reincarnate, you're basically hanging out in this area for about a million years in evolution. Then there's a type of soul that's played this game, that's left. They've gone out into the stars, and they've had this wonderful sojourn all around everywhere. And they're coming back now. They're like Jonathan Livingston seagulls in mass. And they're incarnating because now they can express themselves through the hydrogen and oxygen carbon reaction in the body, and they can actually live and breathe on this planet to a degree. They're a little choked up, but they're here. And they will help us. They don't need a Global 2000 report or a Bible to figure out what's going on. They know from within. So you have this huge amount of action of reincarnation going on. Now, these people that are coming in now, you know, walk-ins, there's all different names for them. These people now are not into governments. They're not into organized things. They're into spontaneity. So as a result, they don't fit. The government does not fit with them, and so the government and everywhere in the world is falling apart. Rather than try to change it, everybody's starting to ignore it, and it just falls apart. You know, wasn't it sad news when the IRS said this year their newest announcement is we don't have enough money to audit practically anybody anymore? Wasn't that really? And that shows you how brain dead, that we're supposed to feel sorry for them when they make this public announcement on CNN. I just said it's about time, you know. When I was younger, I used to get audited so damn often. I used to go down there, and they'd get $100 out of me is about what they'd get, you know. I left the system for 20 years, and I went back in it because my company's got too big. I had to, but I left the damn system for 20-some years. I figured, well, I'll go back in because I know how to play the game now. I know how to play their game, but, you know, if you don't know what's going on, they can step on you big time, you know. So they're falling apart. You know, Clinton, well, what's he going to do? Is he going to run for re-election? Or is he going to be a witness for a Whitewater scam? Or is he going to be on the stand down there for attempting raping somebody? What's Clinton do? He's got three options now, right? That's our president of America, right? I mean, can you get a grip on what's going on? So now, people like that running our government, what about the Heart Project, which I originally mentioned? What about that, you know? How can Clinton, condone something like that? You know, when I worked in the Air Force back in 1960, 59 and 61. This was the radar. It was at Northern California, 776 Aero Squadron. This is Northern California. This is 366 feet across. That's nine stories right there. You throw an egg up into it, it was fried by the time it got there and came back down. You had a hard-boiled egg. We used to sit. This picture was taken from our mess hall. We used to go up there with eggs and throw them up there and cook them. That's how you use a snack. Just toss it up there. It's only 5 megawatts. This is the same radar that they had at Montauk, you know, at 773rd Squadron, you know, back on the East Coast. You've heard a lot about Montauk. Same type of station. I was working with it in the 60s when it was put in use. This was developed in the 40s. When this guy was developed in the 40s by GE, Motorola, Sylvania, and RCA, it was over at White Sands, and it was out at Los Alamos. These little alien ships used to come by with little plutonium reactors in it from Theta Reticuli 3, and they'd get caught up in this beam. They'd short-circuit, and they'd crash. The Roswell, the Laredo, all the crashes were from that radar, not a radar, an ANFPS 35 radar, that one. Okay. So what I'm saying here is I'm not just vague about what I'm talking about. I could give you model numbers because I was there. Okay. We used to see at night, this had a range of 400 miles and an altitude of 100,000 feet. And there was another one that was being built, ANFPS 28, which had an altitude of, you know, several miles into space. It was called a height set. This was called a search set. We used to see extraterrestrials coming down every night. 1,000 of them come down. 20,000 miles an hour, come within 6 miles of Point Arena, make a left-hand turn, boom, go down to Mexico. Every night. They filled out a form. We had guys sitting in a building, which is not in the picture. They filled out a form called a DDS-332 form, U.S. government form, describing these ships, and then they threw it out. They shredded it the next day. It's a stupid scenario. One night we scrambled a jet. We saw a 60-mile-an-hour object coming in. And we Hamilton Air Force Base was where we kept our F-104 starfighters in those days, Lockheed starfighters. We shoved a few of those out to see you didn't bother scrambling for something coming down 20,000 miles an hour. You scrambled for something that was different. That's all we could do. And this was different because we somehow remembered Pearl Harbor, how we forgot to look at the radar screen in 1942 on December 7th. So we go out there, we don't find nothing. So then they come back, and they're driving, this is the ocean out here, and they're coming back in the jets, and it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and there's a Greyhound bus full of people. going 60 miles an hour that fit the description of the object on the screen. What happened is the beam was going out 5 million watts, coming back, hitting this bus. The people in there were getting pretty roasted. I guarantee you there's probably some cancer cases from that little incident. Okay? This is what happens to you every day, just so you understand that. So it gives you an idea of the power of this thing. So now we have what is called the HART Project. And that's a little bit different. HART Project is, here's the Earth. Okay? And I'm sure you all know about the ozone layer, right? Been ozone to death lately. We know that, for example, the ozone layer is not destroyed by freons and chemicals. It's destroyed by high-flying jet aircraft. The government said that when they published the Global 2000 report, done by 19 different federal agencies in 40 different countries. Came to that conclusion. How many times have you heard the jet aircraft, you know, you paid for the report, come out during Reagan, done during Carter, you know, so what? You know, yeah, we are getting a little bit ultraviolet now. And you will get cancer if you're carcinogenic. But if you're not carrying carcinogens, you don't have to worry about it. You can use it for energy and you can get high off the stuff, you know. That's not the problem right now. The problem is that we have, instead of using that little antenna that we showed you there, that 400-foot antenna, we now have up in Alaska 40 acres of antennas. In Arecibo, Puerto Rico, 40 acres of antennas. And over in Russia, 40 acres of antenna, because they got them too. They don't put out 5 million watts. They put out 7 trillion watts. The Air Force Impact Report said that if you're driving down the road and you come in contact with this and you have a car with flares in the trunk, it'll set the flares off and set your car on fire. That's in the impact report for Alaska. What this does is it sends up 7 trillion watts and heats an area